And we call it leading and perception. Well, it's another series, leading and perception. Right? So we said we just finished some months back on recognizing the voice of God, differentiating dreams from visions, or differentiating dreams, visions. Just looking at dreams, visions, and separating it from the word of, I mean, from God's voice, recognizing God's voice. So taking it on from the recognizing God's voice, and this time we're looking at following the inward witness, right? Looking at following the inward witness. This should be the eighth section, eighth, right? Following the inward witness. So let's see how we'll go, far we've gone. You know, I discovered as I went through, well, for the past seven sessions, we've not actually gotten to our main teaching. We're just catching it a bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Following the inward witness. That is what we're dealing with. Hallelujah. Following the inward witness. Okay, Matthew 28. Let's go. Let's set up from there. Matthew 28, from verse 16. Matthew 28 from verse 16. Okay. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, 16. He says, and the 11 went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus has appointed them. And we said, that would be very vital in theology. Look at verse 18. They went to the mountain and Jesus came and said to them, saying, all power, that's the word authority, has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. And I says, go therefore and make disciples of every nation. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Say, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Mark. Something you would see is that word going to all the nations. I would say that would proceed from something. But let's look at Mark too. Mark will put it like this, in Mark 16, from verse 15, it said to them, go into all the world. Would that be the same? Watch it, all the nations, going to make disciples of every nation, go into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believes and is baptized, say the same shall be saved. He said, that he that believes not shall be damned. I said, these signs, Simeon, right? Shall follow them that believe. See, in my name they will cast out devils. Right? They will speak with new tongues. See, they will take off serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. See, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick would recover. See, so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Did you see that? Everywhere. Well, everywhere. Back to that word, everywhere. Right? Went and preached forth everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Look at Luke 24. Luke 24 from verses 45. It says, and he opened he the understanding, that they might comprehend the scripture. That is 40 days summarized into one word, into a verse. 40 days. Hallelujah. 40 days summarizing the verse. Now is there, that they might comprehend the scripture. You see the word cinema. Right? He showed you what Jesus did to them. He brought scriptures together for them. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 46. And then he said, thus it behold, said, thus is written, and thus it behold Christ to suffer. Right? And to rise from the dead the third day, and as repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name among all nations. Did you see that? Among all nations is a beginning at Jerusalem. Among all nations. Mark that out. Among all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem. He said, and here are witnesses of these things. We've seen something that is in all the, what we call the instructions from Matthew, Mark, Luke, is what? The nations, right? Right? The nations, the world, right? Now look at something in John. John 20 from verses 22. From John 20, 22. Look what he said. And he said to them, when he had said these things to them, that is, peace unto you as the Father sent me to send you. And then when he said this unto them, he breathed on them and says, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That will be him teaching them, breathe on them, right? And say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That will be 40 days teaching summarized, right? We are using the word emphasize. When we use the word emphasize, will be similar expression by Luke. Luke will use the word dialogue. He opened his understanding. Did you see that? That will be 40 days. That will emphasize. The same thing but different expression by different writers, right? Right? So Luke will call it, he opened the understanding. Look at verse 32. He says, did our heart born within us? It's not heart born. Literal heart born. He says, did our heart born within us? When he taught us on the way and opened the scriptures to us. Did you see that? So that is the teaching. So John will call that 40 days, say he breathed on them. Not literal, but an expression, right, of what he did to them. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. I would say the background of that breath on them will be what? Ezekiel, right? Will be Genesis 2:5. Will be Ezekiel. Very vital. Hallelujah. But something you have to see here is it says in verse 23, whosoever sees ye remit, I remit it. Well, this is the word whosoever. It's not restricting it to any tribe, any nation. No! It says whosoever. That is the same word you have on the in the background for the nation. Right? The whole world. It says whosoever sins ye forgive and forgiven them. It says whosoever ye retain, the word sins there is italicized. So whosoever ye retain, everything. Hallelujah. So we said, look at what Jesus said to them. The nation. So God's focus is the whole world. Hallelujah. God's focus is the whole world. And Matthew put it beautifully for us to see. He said, what Jesus did was to appoint for them a place. So watch this. He appoints for them a place. And where was that place? In Galilee. Galilee. Hallelujah. So Jesus appointed for them a place to meet. And that place is Galilee. Glory to God. Galilee. And we said, because of this teaching, that location is vital in theology. Okay, follow me. Location is very vital in theology. Hallelujah. So we said in Matthew chapter 4, look at Matthew 4. When he heard the word Galilee, good man, he wants you to go back again. I read what he said concerning Galilee. Matthew 4:14. Okay, I will read verse 15. He said, and the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, is called the Galilee of the Gentiles. Is that? Galilee of the Gentiles. Galilee of the Gentiles. In Isaiah 9, verse 1, Isaiah calls us Galilee of the Nations. Hallelujah. Why is it called Galilee of the Nations or Galilee of the Gentiles? Because that is where Galilee is a city in Israel that you find not just the Jews, you find other nations represented. Other nations, other people from different tribes are found there. Hallelujah. And we saw that Jesus was born in Nazareth, in Galilee. Nazareth is a town. Or Jesus' parents were Nazareth. Is a town in Galilee. Bethlehem is a place in Galilee. Hallelujah. So when you say Jesus of Nazareth, you're saying the man of Galilee. Okay, follow me. So Galilee is now used as a symbol for the nations. Hallelujah. So Jesus is born in Galilee. In that place, Galilee. Right? So it shows you that Galilee signifies the nations. Hallelujah. So listen. Yes. In theology, what does that mean? It means Jesus was born in Galilee, showing you that Jesus is the Lord of every nation. Hallelujah. That is God's plan. The whole nations of the earth. Okay, following me. Hallelujah. Where did Jesus start his ministry? Jesus started his ministry from Galilee. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 23. You'll find him do miracles in Galilee. He started off his ministry in Galilee. Hope you're following me. the nation. Now he is about to leave. He is about, sorry, after his death, he resurrected and taught 40 days where again? In Galilee. He gave them the instruction to all the nations from Galilee, which symbolizes all the nations. Do you see that? So theology will be vital. I mean, location will be vital in theology. Hallelujah. Hope you follow me. It will be very vital there. Very good. So, something you have to see again. So the nations is God's, put it this way, the nations is God's will. The nations of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he gives them the I love to say this. When he gives them the path to go into all the nations, shows you that Christianity is not a, the way people call it, Christianity is a borrowed religion. No, it's not borrowed. The Christianity is an imported religion. No, it's for the nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We call it a foreign religion. No, it's actually idol worship. That is a foreign religion. Hope you're following this. Yeah? Look at how God, look at how Genesis opens. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Did you see that? It opens with the supernatural. It opens with God's work in the earth. Right? It opens with what God does in the earth. So Genesis opens with God's plan for the earth. Genesis didn't start form and the earth doesn't start form and void. No. Started with what? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So what do you now find amongst men? The earth was without form and void. Tohu wa bohu. And darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Unbelief. Did you see that? Rebellion. Idol worship. You find all that in Genesis 1-2. So that means what is foreign is what? Unbelief. What is foreign is idol worship. But what does God do in all the earth? What of God in all the earth? Heaven and the earth. You see that? So, in the place of unbelief, darkness, we said you find the Spirit work there, right? You find the Spirit work. Is there the Spirit of God? Over the surface of the water. You see that? Right? And he said, let there be light. So God becomes the solution to man's problem. Hallelujah. So what is that solution? What God has done. Heaven in the earth. You see that? So the man who doesn't see read it that way will think the light that be light will be foreign. But it's not foreign. It is the darkness that is foreign. Okay, follow me. It is darkness that is foreign. It's the unbelief that is foreign. It is the atheism that is foreign. It is the idol worship that is the foreign. He says, no, in our land we used to worship Shango. Before Shango there was God. How is that? Genesis 1 explains it to you. Hope you're following me. Genesis 1 shows you that. Glory to God. So God's plan is in all the earth. That's what I want you to see. Hallelujah. Paul will put it this way. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. Hope you're following me here today. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. Look at how Paul will put it. He says, I'll start with verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Did you see that? God's plan is to have all men to be saved. All men to be saved. So that means, listen to me, Genesis 1 is not an aftermath of man's fall. Genesis 1:1 happened before Genesis 1:2. Okay, what are you? Amen? Glory to God. So, let's make man an image is not, so that's what is redemption. Salvation is not an aftermath after man's fall, no. Hallelujah. Hope you're following this. No, it's not. So it says, we will have all men saved. That is God's plan from the Genesis. All men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You see that? And come to the knowledge of the truth. We will have all men saved. So God's plan is for all men to be saved. All men to be saved. Something vital that Paul points out, that Matthew also recorded, is Paul pointed out that, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God. Come to the knowledge of the truth.
which is, when he had knowledge of the king, it means come to knowledge. Matthew captured that in his documentation of Jesus' instruction. What did he say? He says, make disciples by teaching them. Verse 12, he says, teaching them to observe. Did you see that? So teaching them is the same thing, coming to knowledge. Hope you follow me. Teaching them is the same thing, coming to knowledge. So, very vital. Knowledge is important in Christianity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowledge is important. So, in Matthew's instruction, you find that there. So, that's it. You know, it's not just Matthew that captured the path of teaching, right? That's just Matthew. Look and look. Even Mark too did. Hallelujah. Elijah went forth and preached everywhere. Did you see that? Preach everywhere. Many men will be saved and men will be discipled. Preach everywhere. Right? Right? Is that a shorthand for raise disciples? That is a shorthand for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Luke will say, and that repent of salvation of be preaching his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of it. So to be witness means you talk about it. Right? You teach it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you're here with me. So let's move forward, I think. So, very important. So, take note of what we said earlier on. Not in this teaching, not in this section, but in the previous section, we said the instructions, therefore, will be instructions of the scriptures. Right? You need to hear that again. Will be instructions of the scriptures. Because we said Jesus reads from Genesis down to Malachi. Right? Genesis to Malachi. Just read from Genesis to Malachi. Luke 24, from verses 44. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled to everything. So Jesus will read from the scripture. Jesus read from his Bible. And as Bible students, we have to read from where they read. Right? Glory to God. Jesus read from the scripture. Jesus had his Bible. Hallelujah. So we say it will be instruction of the scripture, right? We say it will be instructions of God, theology. It will be instructions of God. Let's start from there. It will be instructions of God. Why is it going to be instructions of God? Because Jesus is God, right? Jesus is God. Very simple to see that Jesus is God. There will be instructions in theology, right? And instructions of the kingdom. Very vital. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. So here is the instructions of the kingdom. All instructions of the scripture. That means I will find these instructions as instructions of the kingdom. I will find teaching them. You know, it's an instruction. Teaching them is an instruction. So I will find it as instructions in scriptures too. Maybe I put it in. Find it as instructions in scriptures. Glory to God. Remember we said, the Exodus experience is a symbol that points to what? Let me say, remember? That points to what? That points to what? We say it points to the new verse. Is that what we said? Right? It points to the new verse. So you put Exodus experience side by side Colossians 1. 13. You put it side by side, you see. Very well. You put it side by side, you see. They came out of Egypt. Ah, coming out of Egypt was out of darkness. Right? Out of the world. Out of darkness to light. That's out of Egypt. Okay, follow me. Out of Egypt is out of darkness to light. For that generation that came out of Egypt. Right? Right? So, very vital. And we said it will be the leading of the Spirit because the new birth is the leading. Is that what we've been looking at? Hallelujah. And we said in the redemption, as we said in their redemption, Moses would teach them, right? Right? Will Moses teach them in their redemption? That is when they came out of Egypt. Was Moses teaching them? Hallelujah. Go to God. Okay. Moses taught them the oracles. Glory, glory, glory. I'm show you something here quickly. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 18. Exodus 18. Moses and Jethro. I just need to see something. Now, look at
verse 13, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning unto evening. Exodus 18 verse 13, it says they stood by Moses from morning to evening. That is teaching class. You know that? They stood by him and he judged them. He taught them. You know that? So Moses taught them. Hallelujah. And he taught them here. Remember I told us on Isaiah, he taught them here before the law was given. Before the Ten Commandments. So what was he teaching from? The oracles of God. Right? Right? Hallelujah. He was teaching from the oracles of God. That means the Ten Commandments will be, I told you something, I said when you read Genesis or truth, you will find out that the Ten Commandments were not just instruction book, they're actually doctrinal. You find the Ten Commandments from Genesis 1 down to the end. They are there. What you call Ten Commandments, or what we call Ten Commandments. Okay, for lady. You find it in the story of the Genesis. Amen. Okay. Something we'll explore sometime later in the future. You see all of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just going through, just reading them side by side. I was able to see that. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And it's just there. Glory to God. God's graciousness. All truth. Glory to God. Don't you follow me? Right? Glory, glory, glory. Okay, let's go for that a bit. So he said, Moses would teach them, right? Would teach them. We just saw that now. Moses would teach them. So look at this. They came out of Egypt, redemption, right? Out of darkness, right? New birth for us, right? So what does Moses do after that? Oh, we're out of Egypt. Everybody scatter! No, he taught them. You know that? You know that? Hello, my lady. He said, now we're out of Egypt. Heaven is before us. Everybody just get out. Oh, yeah, rapture take place. No, that's not what he did. Glory to God. So I said, now we're born again. Heavenly rest, I no go tire. Heavenly rest, I no go tire. Oh, I no go tire. Oh, yeah, my God. Run it away. Heavenly rest. No. Glory to God. We're coming down. Glory to God. What did Moses do to Malachi? He gave them the word. He began to teach them. Because he is their teacher, their shepherd. He is their pastor. Hallelujah. So he had to teach them. Amen. So when Jesus was teaching them, what was the purpose of Moses? They came out to be taught. Okay, follow me. So Moses will also give them the book of Genesis. Why will he give them Genesis? So they will know the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Genesis was it first written before it was taught, or it was taught before it was written? So taught. Okay, follow me. So taught. Glory to God. It was taught. Hallelujah. God taught first. Hope you follow me. Glory to God. Let's go for that idea here. Look at what, look at Exodus 3, let's backtrack a bit, it's Exodus 3, verses 12, Exodus 3, 12, look at what God says to Moses, he said, and he said, certainly, this is what Moses was going to fail, do you get me, when he was going to fail, failed. Now, look at what he said, certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I send thee, that when I bring forth the people, when I bring forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve me upon this mountain. Did you see that? Ye shall do what? Serve me upon this mountain. So that means we are saved for service. Follow that? We are saved for service. Or we are saved for worship. Ye will worship me on this mountain. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following that. So that means we are saved to serve. But look at something here. Or put saved to worship. But Moses, they came out and Moses is teaching them. What does that show you? It shows you. Listen, I want you to see something. You can't serve God
Or you can't serve God beyond your knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. So that means Moses will have to teach them so that they will serve better. They will be effective in their service. How can follow me? That they will be effective in their service. They will be effective in their service. So that means you can say your degree of your knowledge or your degree of your worship of God will be to your knowledge. Paul picked that up. Hallelujah. Paul picked that up. So, and it lets us see that in salvation, God wants us to know Him. It's all through Scripture. You see it all through Scripture. Hallelujah. God wants us to know Him in salvation. We are saved. Yet He wants us to know Him. That we worship, not our worship will be more effective. Our service will be effective. Hope you're following that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at how Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. Follow me now. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2, are you there? Verses 9. He said, as is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. For God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. So the Spirit has heard all things, yet the things of God. For what man knoweth the things of the man, save the Spirit of the man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Man will receive. Not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. This is not knowledge. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No. So, the things that are freely given to us, that are things we've received in salvation, right, that we come to know. Hallelujah. Via the teaching of the word. And how are those things? They are free. Paul says they are freely given. Hallelujah. Freely given. Very vital. Hallelujah. This is the reason why Paul, in his prayer for the believers in the new birth, will be the prayer for knowledge. He will pray for them for knowledge. Look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, from verse 17. Take that fast. Ephesians 1, 17. Look at what it says. It says, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, the Father of glory. He said, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. This is that revelation. He called it the spirit of wisdom, which is a revelation in the knowledge of Him. He said, that the eyes of your understanding, he said, be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Hallelujah. Look at the verse that you may know the hope of His calling. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Very vital. We'll get to that shortly. Hallelujah. But His prayer is that of knowledge. Is that of knowledge. Before we get to that, let's see something. Remember we said in the new birth, what we receive is the Spirit of God. Right? And we said that is the leading. Right? When you read Romans chapter 8 verse 14, it says, as many as are led. Right? As many as are led. Glory to God. Now when you use that word, as many as are led, the word led there is the word ago. Many a times when people look at that, he uses the choice of word there, who use. As many as are led are the sons, who use. Now, it was like, remember how I read that years back. Very, very funny. There are as many as are led. So that means God stands in front. Now you are born again. God now wants to lead. That's why I stopped leading them. So God now wants to lead you. Now, he said there are many people who are Christians that are not being led by God. What a nonsense. He said, those that are led, he calls them for you. Those are the mature Christians. Right? So those are mature, no, that's wrong then. Because when you use the word ago, ago is used for a verb. How you carry someone. Hallelujah. Just look at the way Pastor Kobe is carrying Munachi. As many as are led. That is what it means. It has a leg. It's not someone in front, someone in the back. No. They are the sons of God. So it shows you that in the new birth, and he was referring to the new birth there. So that means in the new birth, we are led. That's what he's saying. In the new birth, we are led. The sons of God are the led ones. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. The sons of God are the led ones. We are led in the new birth. Hallelujah. So the new birth is a leading. And we said from Colossians 3, verse 10, our spirit is 9 to 10, was that our spirit is well knowledgeable. So we receive the new man who is who is renewed in knowledge. Let's look at that again. Not just quote it. Colossians 3, verses 9 to 10. Let's just take 10 straight. He said, and you have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Is that? He's renewed in knowledge. So that means we said our spirit. When we receive in the new birth, our spirit is well knowledgeable about the things of God. Hallelujah. Our spirit is well knowledgeable. So if our spirit is well knowledgeable about God, about God's word, about the information, about God rather, put it that way, it then means that why then do we seek knowledge? Why then do we pray for knowledge? Paul says that the eyes of your understanding. He uses the word the understanding. Hallelujah. The understanding. Remember we said man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. So major and the spirit and the soul are part of the core part of, they are the core part of the human being. Right? Of man. The core part. Decisions are made back from the mind. Put it this way. Decisions are carried forth from the mind. So the mind is very vital. Right? The spirit is well knowledgeable. But the mind will have to receive information from the spirit. Look at something in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 again. He says, I have not seen, let us hear ahead, let us enter into the heart of man. What does that show you? He says, look at that again. He says, I have not seen. Let us hear her. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. What does that show? It shows you that those are the ways information gets to the mind. The eyes, the ears, and the spirit. Did you see that? The eyes, the ears, and the spirit. Go to God. The eyes, the ears, and the spirit. But the vital part is the spirit. Hallelujah. So we said, I should let God back to the previous series. I told us to listen to the previous series. The previous series I told us how the mind receives information from the spirit is called what? It's called what? It's called revelation. Thank you. How the mind receives information from the spirit is called revelation. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. So revelation is how the mind receives from the spirit. Revelation. Okay, follow me. Very vital. So, listen to me, so, Proverbs chapter 4 will say, guard your heart, verse 14, 3, with all diligence. Your heart there is not just talking the heart, when your word heart is used in scripture, many of times it's not referring to spirit, sometimes it's referring to your mind. So when you use the word heart, it talks about the core of a man. Hallelujah. He says, guard your heart, refer to your mind there, with all diligence, because out of it are the issues that govern life. How about following me? Out of it are the issues that govern life. So it becomes very vital for a believer to see that. How about following me? It's very, very vital for a believer to see that. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, so that means the mind is how I cannot flow. A man cannot take decisions outside his mind. So the mind is important. So Paul will now pray that the eyes of their understanding, referring to the mind, be enlightened. Did you see that? Enlightened with what? Informations of the spirit. Right? So where the information your spirit is well knowledgeable about it? Glory to God. Hope you're following me now. Your spirit is well knowledgeable about it. Information from the spirit. So I said, what does he do? He goes for that and teaches them the scriptures. Why would he teach them the scriptures? You have to teach them the scripture because the scriptures are the informations in the spirit that are available. Okay, put it this way. The written word are informations of the spirit made known to the mind that are written there. That's the scriptures. Hallelujah. Informations of the spirit
that are written.
Glory to God.
Remember I said the Spirit and the Word, they are what? One and the same. They agree. That's how we started this series. Right? They agree. They are not fighting each other. They agree. They are the same.
Hallelujah.
So what is written are informations of the Spirit.
So you can call it the Scriptures are information of the Spirit written down for the mind to understand.
Amen. Amen. So when it's being taught like this, are still information of the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. When your pastor gives you counsel from God's Spirit or by God's Spirit, are those information of the Spirit? Those are information of the Spirit spoken by your pastor for your mind to comprehend. Okay, following that.
Very well.
When you receive utterance, I'm going over what I've taught you, but I'm taking it in another form. Hope you're following that. When you receive utterance from a fellow believer, what are those utterances called? Utterances are what? Utterances of the Spirit spoken by one led by the Spirit of God for your mind to comprehend. Hope you're following that.
Hallelujah.
So you have to see all that together. I just told you that's how we learn. Right? Right? Was that not what we've been saying since? Exactly what we've been saying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, very vital. So, Paul's prayer is for their mind to comprehend. For their mind to comprehend. So, just like Moses, Paul was saying in Philemon 4 to 6, I'll just verse 6. It says that the communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging. That word acknowledging is the word epignosis. Right? Precise, full, complete. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Very vital. And he wants this guy to walk in love towards someone else, Onesimus. And he said the communication of faith will become effectual. He prays for him. So that means, even he tells him what to do, he prays ahead for him. Now that means my Christian walk is to the degree of my knowledge of Christ. Hope you get that. Hope you get that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, we said also that this believer is well led, right? Who's well led is always led. And we said that would be, what would you have at the background? Genesis and Exodus, right? Right?
Uh-huh.
And what will we say will be the leading towards? The leading will be towards God's plan in all the earth. So when you are thinking that God's leading concerning you getting a job will be, we're going to deal with some of those things tonight. Getting a job will be because of the pay. Yeah, job. I shared with us how I got, someone was trying to propose an offer for me, right? Offer of a millionaire. And this is only mouth watching. But that's not God's way.
Hallelujah.
How do you know, sir? We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. You just know. Okay, well, you just know. God doesn't want me to go yet.
Glory to God.
You just, that is the place of the inward witness. You just know.
Hallelujah.
You just know. Oh, no. Drop it down.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You then discover that, listen, we're going to get there. You just go like, it's not about, some people say, and just verify it. Some people say, the Bible told us that, you already know from the written word, listen to me. You already know from the written word that you can't get, the word has life got to do with darkness, so you can't get, you shouldn't even think of getting married to an unbeliever, right? Right? How about that mom's believer? You know, every believer is who I can marry. As long as they believe her, I will just marry her for her.
No.
Hallelujah. But that, by the written word, we know I can marry any believer. Fine, that is permissible. Right? But you still need to put in the, you need to follow God in what witness. We're going to look at that too.
Hallelujah.
But let's take a few things from here. Just something to add to what I've told you before now.
Hallelujah.
So we say, at the background, when you talk about the leading of the Spirit, you see at the background is Genesis and Exodus, right? Majorly, Genesis and Exodus. Every other writer writes from there.
Hallelujah.
And we saw that God always leads us. God always leads us. Why? Because even while they were in the wilderness and they walked in the flesh, Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 10, he says, they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food. Right? They all drank from the same spiritual rock. He says, that followed them. So that means all through the wilderness, there was that spiritual rock that followed them. All through the wilderness. Hallelujah. All through the wilderness. And that rock is Christ. So that means, in the wilderness, they had God leading on them. They were unbelieving. Or put it this way, they were stubborn. God, yes, God still led them. That is God leading. God doesn't stop leading his children. God always leads his children. Are you following me? God always leads his children. Remember, he has called them Israel is my son. So God always leads his children. Always get that right. God always leads his children. Glory to God. Glory to God. But what was the issue with them? They couldn't recognize God. They couldn't recognize God's leading. They couldn't. And that also happens to believers today. We all have the leading of the Spirit. We are well led. If there will be any issue, it will be recognizing and following the leading. It will be recognizing and following the leading. Hallelujah. And thus I will say, fear, anxiety cannot be the leading of the Spirit. Fear, anxiety cannot be the leading of the Spirit. Wilson said, guesswork or using fleeces cannot be the leading of the Spirit. Like you're using fleeces, but God allowed them to use the casting of lot. God allowing them to use the casting of lot was God accommodating what was in their culture, right? God accommodated it. Till Christ. Where will you find God's perfect plan? Is in the redemption, right? God accommodated it. But did they have times where they are not being worked? They had times. Hallelujah. But God accommodated their culture. God will accommodate their culture. Hallelujah. But doesn't mean that is what God wants. Amen? And we saw that was the culture of their day. The cast lot. God accommodated that. Hallelujah. Are you following me? But God, I would say, the casting of lot will point to what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. How God wants us to be loved. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. Hallelujah. So we say God will employ their culture. Because their culture of their world to cast lots. But it didn't mean, it doesn't mean that today I want to be led and say, let me do this. If I'm working, or if my hand begins to scratch you, like some people say, your right hand is scratching you, that is money that is calling. If your left hand means you're going to spend. What nonsense. How can I be leading of God's Spirit? You are walking, your leg hits, so you say, hey, bad luck. What nonsense is that? You have, thank you, that's superstition. You have superstition of God's leading. That's superstition. Hallelujah. Something bad is happening to you and you just stretch your leg and someone mistakenly calls you, say, hey, come back here. You are the person that is following me. You say, why will you cross me? Oh, yeah, cross me back. you are not well then. Hallelujah. Cross me back. I've not heard that. If you cross me, you have to cross me back. If not, my mother will give birth to snake. That's nonsense. Yeah. That's nonsense. Amen. Glory to God. No, don't say that. That's nonsense. So how does God lead us? Look at Romans 8 verse 4, verse 16. We read 14 earlier. Let's look at verse 16. So we said God's leading will be supernatural, right? We say that? Supernatural. Now, just like what I've said, some people expect God's leading to be spectacular. So most of people look out for the spectacular and they miss out in the supernatural. God's leading is more supernatural than spectacular. God's leading is more supernatural. It's supernatural, not spectacular. You might not find it spectacular all the time. They just walk around, just want, you know, most times, when people miss it is children's story books or children's story cartoons. Those, you know, these are it. Many of us grew up watching CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. Many of us in Israel. So what they have in their head is, what here?
Adama, Adama, Philemon, Philemon.
They say, yes, Lord.
God is living. Philemon.
Oh, God, I heard God's voice. God called me. Amen. I don't know who are thinking it's God's leading. No. You are looking for the spectacular. But you miss out in the supernatural. God's leading is in the supernatural. It's just like Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11. He was looking for God's leading. And he said, let's look at that. 1 Kings. 1 Kings. You know that was open to Romans, right? I didn't forget that. 1 Kings 19. Hallelujah. And 1 Kings 19. Okay. Are we from verse 11 yet? We go verse 11. It says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mountains before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and breaking pieces the rock before the Lord. But God was not in the wind. Did you see that? After that, an earthquake. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Say, ah! The Holy Ghost fire. That is God. No. See, God wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Did you see that? A still small voice. Supernatural. Did you see that? Supernatural. God was the one speaking. A still small voice. Supernatural. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He didn't find God in the spectacular. Hallelujah. For him to look for God in the spectacular, it means he had heard God for like that before. Right? But God, so that means, the leading is not always going to be found in spectacular things. Why is just want, when I come out like this, the couple just going, coo, 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 coo. And what I was hearing is, don't go to cross river. Can you be saying that? He said, that is it. No. You had ear problem. That's why I didn't hear that. Just cockle. I am mad. I want you to say that. Don't buy a cow. Mad. No. Yeah? So you're looking for it and say, God, if you are the one speaking, let this silly begin to shake. That was when you were in Sunday school and you were small. You thought shouting hallelujah will run down the ceiling. And you shouted the hallelujah. Forgetting that it was not a ceiling, it was actually, how do they call it? When it's meant they have a stable and doing something else. Yeah, it was just a decking. And the decking can run. If the ceiling should shake, you will die. Amen. You're the God. You're very vital. You know that. Hallelujah. Romans 8:15. So God's leading is supernatural. And you know, you find it in the written word. Right? Right? Simple way. God leads us simply from the written word. Hallelujah. You have your pastor. You have fellow believers who said all that. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said, many times, when you talk about utterance, facts about God's leading will be received via utterance many times. Facts, you find facts about God's leading. Facts about God's leading. Most of them may not necessarily be the leading in themselves, but they will be facts about something that you've been led to do. Hallelujah. Many times they will be leading in itself. Hallelujah. That is why I told you that they are intelligence to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. They are intelligence. Fact about it. In Acts 11, we saw the guy by name Agabus. Right? Agabus. He came and said that the Spirit of God that there will be drought in all the world. Right? In all the world. But what happened? The disciples sent what? Released material to where? Judah. That means to Judea. Is Judea all the world? That was a fact. But they were led to Judea. Hope you're following me. Amen? In Acts of Apostles chapter 21, the same Agabus showed up. And he carried Paul's clothes. Not knowing what was Paul. He took his cloak and then he tied his hands. As a soul shall the owner of this cloth being bound in Jerusalem. And the people began to weep. Say, ah, oh, Paul, don't go. Oh, Paul, please. Paul, don't go. Did you see that? Emotions played into it. Most times emotions will have some people bringing emotions into it. But Paul knew by God's leading. Look at Acts 20. Paul knew by God's leading. Acts 20 quickly. Acts 20. Are you there in Acts 20? Well, verse 22. Look at what Paul said. He says, not like that. Okay, sorry. Oh yeah. What about I miss this one now? I can't. Okay, Acts 20, verse 22. It says, and behold, then I go bound in the spirit into Jerusalem, no more in the things that shall before me there. The same that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bond and affliction abide. That bond and affliction abide me. You see that? He said, and none of these things move me. Then I counter my life there to me. Did you see that? Then all this is nothing. And if he understood that the utterances were what? Were fact about what will happen to him. Did you see that? They were not the leading in that. Look at chapter 21 verse 12. Chapter 21 verse 12. So when Agabus said this, look at their reaction. And then those who heard it, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. But Paul answered, then what do you mean? What mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I'm not ready, no, I'm as to say, for I'm ready not only to be bound only. He said, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he was not be persuaded, we see, say, the will of the Lord be done. They didn't really agree. The Lord God will be done. Amen? So what was it? Was Paul stubborn? No. Paul said, I'm going bound in the spirit. Look at chapter 20. I go bound in the spirit into Jerusalem. That is very vital. Very vital. Is I go bound in the spirit. That is very vital. Bound in the spirit. So that means Paul understood something. He got bound in the spirit. That is a conviction from the spirit. Look at how Paul will explain in Romans 8, verse 16. Is it the spirit? Look at Romans 8, 16. I have told us to be there for a while, so sorry I didn't get there on time. Romans 8, 16. Is it the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit? The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Bears witness. So material. Bears witness with our spirit. Remember I told us last week, and I said this will be emotions, right? We'll bear the spirit emotions. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. Bears witness of some material is used for an endorsement. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. Endorsement. The spirit bears witness is a joint witness of the spirit and our spirit in the new birth. This is that in the new birth we have a joint witness with the spirit of God in the new birth. So it gets to our minds as the inward witness. This is that the inward witness of the spirit. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. It's the inward witness of the spirit. Amen. Let's move for that a bit. The inward witness of the spirit. Some material. Now the word some material, we said, before we get there. So when Paul used the word some material, is used for the inward witness. Hallelujah. For the inward witness. Now when Paul said that to them, he said, why break my heart? Why break my heart? He knew something that he has done leading to go to Jerusalem. Okay, follow me. He has done leading to go to Jerusalem. Listen to this. The primary way. What's the meaning of that? Okay. The primary way as believers, the primary way as believers that we are led is by the inward witness. We are led primarily by the inward witness. I love what Pastor Shevu said. He said, the inward witness is the least obvious.
the New Testament verse. It's the least obvious, but yet the primary way they are led. That means if you read close, you say, oh, this was the inward witness. But it was the least obvious. Like here is inward witness. No, it was the least obvious, but that was the primary way they were led. So the primary way God leads us is via the inward witness. Is via the inward witness. We are primarily led by that. God's witness. So he gives us, he has put in us the witness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The witness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And it's vital for us as believers to know that we are led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Led by the Spirit of God. So we say that leading is an endorsement. That somatural, that inward witness is an endorsement. It either accepts or rejects a fact exposed to it. Remember we said, we defined it last week, is that the inward witness is the witness of the new creation. The witness of the man born again. The witness of the human spirit born again. That accepts, refutes, denies facts that are exposed to it. That accepts, refutes, allow, denies a fact or facts that are exposed to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it denies the fact that I'm supposed to read. See, many a times, let me show you something. Many a times, the evil witness, remember I said it's an endorsement, is not a talk. So it's a non-verbal, it's a non-verbal endorsement. A non-verbal is an endorsment. Either agrees or rejects. Okay, but remember we have something at the background, right? It either agrees or rejects. So it's a non-verbal endorsement. No, it's a non-verbal endorsement. Hallelujah. Non-verbal. It's in many a times. The reason why some believers take some decisions and at the end, is because they were not too patient enough to listen to the inward witness. Many times, we have that inward witness and we neglect it. Because we're not taught where to pay attention to it. There are many decisions believers wouldn't have taken if they just paid attention to the inward witness. Joshua shared about a sister like that who wanted to get married. He met this guy. Lovely guy. Guy had a good job. Pastor, you've taught us, we shouldn't, what has light got to do with darkness? So this person is not an unbeliever, he's not a Muslim, he's a Christian, he speaks in tongues, he does this, he does that. He said, the sister came on, he met him, but everybody sister got, saw a guy, liked the guy, and the guy is nice, very nice, good guy, Christian, yeah, check mark, check mark, scripture, right? Check mark. Oh, Christians, permissible, right? The Christians. So we can get along. Glory to God. He's always caring. Your description of the guy. Caring guy, learning, comes to work, picks you up, takes you home. He's always there. Hallelujah. Nice caring guy. Hallelujah. Discover that whenever I get to pray for the guy, there's this pushback that she has. He has this pushback. They pray about, the guy proposed, you went to the mall on your birthday, you drew love, you knelt down, you said sweet words, you're the apple of my eyes, not the apple, it's Abalimo, you are the salt in my food, wait until you come salted sacrifice, you are the sugar in my tea, wait until you come diabetes, yeah. You are the dish of my dad, continue. Amen. The guy doesn't just go on one knee, went on two knees. You are frustrated. To give you ring. You know God. And it was on all social media. God bless you. Amen. He said, the guy is my dream guy. Look at me, even did it. Everything was just in place. You know, I like it. This is how I was enjoying. You know God. Amen. But she discovered, whenever she gets on her knees to pray, she just has this pushback a bit. And she didn't understand. Then she told her pastor, Pastor Sheldon. She told her pastor, look at it. And very wise. Remember, the inward witness is an endorsement. Right? It's an endorsement. So she had the pushback. She told her pastor. She didn't quickly say, maybe it's just my mind. No, don't throw those things away. Hallelujah. Go over God. To the pastor, the Bible said, be calm. How many of you know that a lot of pastors said this? Be calm. Just give it a while. Just observe. Right? Observe. Visited the guy in church. The guy was in the department. The guy was active in church. Say, wow, this is my guy. So he prayed. Ooh. Ah! This is a prayer guy. My life is safe. But there's that pushback. The Bible says, relax. Take a bit. Right? Relax a bit. But whenever he's with the guy, he doesn't feel that good. Whenever he's with the guy, he doesn't feel that, oh, this guy is just loving. But maybe leave the guy and he's praying, and she's praying. There's a pushback. Do you see that? So the pastor said to her, stop seeing the guy. Just say, wow. No more time, say, just make sure you reduce every day you're going on this. Every day you're going to Pintos. Drive to the go to Pintos. So no, reduce it. Amen? Stop it for a while. And then because you know why? We are all emotional beings. Sure you know that. I see the person every day. Every day. Which guy, you know, you just say, inward witness. Just calm down. You can go and witness for us now. This is the Lord's doing. You know, sometimes you are like that. You're getting a pushback for telling something, you should allow it, right? Will of God. Amen? You don't know. But if you begin to develop feeling for your pastor, or your cell leader, because you're every day, the word. Somebody has the word. And I say, man of God, sir, I don't understand. He's a scope. He's a word man. There was a school. I was in school. A pastor came and was preaching outside and said, after we were done, I called him. My sister come. He has graduated. He just came to, you know, those people that when they do school, they come and they encourage their sister. Let me tell you something. I cannot leave my sister with you. But like what? I say, man of God, when you do, when you do discipleship for 1 month, something will happen. So, okay, don't worry. I will be talking to myself. You're just laughing. Yeah, I understand. It's called, I call it anointing for attraction. Me and my friends, we explore that very well. So it's called anointing for attraction. So I will not, I cannot. I will say that very well. But don't mind me. Very well. So, you no longer know lines again. Now we do no follow. It's so low. You're only following up one person in the body of Christ. One person! you will just shift inward witness. Inward witness, no, calm down. I'm led. Glory to God. But no. Glory to God. No. So she waited a while. We will stop those connections. Waited a while. Because she was seeing that pushback. And then she waited a while. Only for her to discover months down the line. Few months down the line. That this guy, this lovely guy, was a gay, homosexual. You see that? But when she was having those pushbacks, was there any logical whatever to show that guy? No, there was no logical. So all the time, the inward witness doesn't work with logic. Most of them say, it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense to the mind. That is why you have to feed the mind well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it makes sense at the first place of the mind. Glory to God. So the sister has to expose that fact to the inward witness. Hope you are following me. So the inward witness acts as a scanner. Attempt or refute. Hope you are following me. It acts as a scanner. How many of you have tried going through a scanner before? And you hear, papa, say, what are you carrying? Right? Right? You want to walk, yeah, bam, bam, bam. Again, you remove your key, remove your phone, drop it. Bam, bam, bam. You remove. There was a time I was told to remove my belt.
I said, the boat is going to kill and go to war. He said, you will not pass. You don't know? Oh, those big bells then. You know those big bells will go by? Brothers, this is born again bells then. Born again. You know, we know for people that big. So we actually buy those big bells. I gotta look for trouble. Big bell, the one that will be round. No, do jelly corn. Move everything. Remove your belt. Surprisingly, when I remove the belt and I pack my shoulder, you know what is pack your shoulder? Pack my shoulder. I passed through. Interesting. And that was in the church I was about to enter. I passed through. No papa. Hallelujah. There are some people. No matter how you remove everything, you do pam pam, they will not tell you, okay, they start you, they will not tell you, go and pass like this, right? So how did you enter? You didn't pass through this scanner, right? Have you not seen people like that? I tell you, pass like this. Because they are now certified that you are not carrying a weapon. They say, okay, pass like this, right? Go to God. So that satisfies the fact that you have not passed through this scanner. But that scanner either accepts or rejects. Hallelujah. That is how the inward witness works. When you don't expose facts to the inward witness, when you don't expose facts to the Spirit of God, He will not say anything concerning it. So you must expose facts to it. Hope you're following me. You do what? You expose facts to it. So if you don't expose facts, He won't say anything. Hallelujah. So you expose facts to this, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We expose facts to it. When you expose facts to it, it will know. It will know. It will not say it will know. Because the inward witness is a knower. Not knower, N-O-A-H. Knower, A-K-N-O-W. R-E-R. The spirit word for tonight. Is a knower. Amen? The spirit is... I hope you're following me. The inward witness is a what? Is a knower. He knows. And what it knows, many times as I said, will not be logical at all. To not be logical at all. You can't trace it. If I look at what I have in my notes, when it comes to the inward witness, it will not give you a logical side, it will not give you a logical side to it at all. But at the end, you will see it was the best option. Oshogo said there was a time he wanted to leave. He wanted to come to Lagos from Ibadan. So there was a fine car. You know car. Normal car. Fine car he was supposed to enter. Everybody there. You know, fine, new. In our days today, you saw cool car. Lovely. You just enter, pimp, like this. You know, your AC, just drive down. Right? He saw that fine car coming to Lagos. People were jumping in. And he entered the car too. But there was just that pullback from the car. A pullback! But there was nothing wrong with the car. There was nothing wrong. Good car. Lovely. No, you don't enter, you're pum. You know, as he came down, somebody else immediately took his seat. Bah! But just listen, he was pinning him. But no, there was nothing logical. There was nothing logical. You know, some people just say, what is there now? Not just to enter. Glory to God. Not just to enter. No, not just about entering. So he came down. I know. What came was, permit me to use it in our day today. You know what it's called? Molue. You know, red BRC or white BRC. You know those white BRC? Where you almost stammer everything. You know what happened? You have been... But that's what this way that this way, right? So, you know, he didn't hear any word. Shegu, calm down. Shegu, calm down. No. It was just an emotion. Remember I said, the inward witness is the spirit emotion. Right? He don't just feel comfortable. Until you came down. I am now okay. And he saw something he entered. Say, on their way back to Lagos, that same car, they saw people inside the car running out and jumping and running out. That because the people that were inside that car were ritualists. It was not logical. If anybody had told him these people are ritualists, they were sky ritualists. They look normal. Most of the people have entered one time. And the people that carried them inside one time, the people wearing ties, looking like office men, going to work. And it is one time. Many times then,
Believers are maybe inside there. If you ask them critically, they felt uncomfortable, but maybe just walk. Expose your mind. There's a monster. Some people didn't even notice. Some people, they didn't even know. Why didn't God tell me? It's because you didn't expose that fact about your journey to the Spirit. So you must expose everything to the Spirit. Because that's how God leads us primarily. Come on, follow me. Everything, expose it to the Spirit. Expose it. Expose your next move. Yeah? Oh, I'm going out. That's why it's good when believers are speaking tongues. I'm just going out. I'm just taking a walk out. Hallelujah.
Would that be the monster of fire there? Is it supposed to come to the house? Or to sleep? Come after this thing, but you go and check. You have more this thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to expose that fact to the Spirit. Who are following me? We're going to round up now. Expose it to the Spirit. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go, go, go. So I say it will not be logical, but it will be the best option. So just expose everything to the Spirit. Expose it to the Spirit. You just learn to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at this much more. Just expose it to the Spirit. And then just speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues. Have that thing at your mind. Just speak in tongues. Remember, you might not necessarily hear, you will not hear a word, because it's a non-verbal emotion. Hallelujah. It's non-verbal. Very well. But it will be an emotion. It's like, I can say this, like a scanner machine. So it will only scan what you expose to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you expose to, what does it do? It either validates it or it refutes it. What you expose to, either validates it or it refutes it. Glory to God. Either validates it or it refutes it. So the next decision you want to take, the next thing you want to take, have you exposed it to the Spirit? And then many a times as believers, our confession should be very vital. Our confession should be very vital. Before you take that next move, have you exposed it? A pastor once said this to one of his members, who was a pastor in the church. The guy was done winning lottery, was about to leave for US. And after that, they were not seeing him again in church. I was like, how far? He said, I want this lottery, sir. I want to know if he's got me for me to go to US. What am I asking? Before you play the lottery, did God ask you to play lottery? You went to play. You now won. You're now asking, what should I do? No, that's already too late. Amen. That's already too late. You don't take decisions without the Lord. You don't take it. You are led to take it. Hallelujah. You are led. And many of times when you have that pushback, many of times, for some vital information, from vital things that you might not necessarily know. You know what? Just be calm. We're going to look at how to follow it. We're looking at the how to follow it. How to follow God's leading generally too. That's to just follow God's leading. Many of times, just like that lady, just give it a while. Like that lady, that was, oh, when you want to pray for the guy, that she has a pushback, just give it a while. A while will mean, just take a break from within the guy, and then just give it a while. A while. And pray about it. That's right. When it comes to this on the street, you know it's non-verbal. So most times you might not necessarily see. Right? But you know you are led. You are there. So just pray about it. Now to pray about it, yeah? More light will come. Hallelujah. More light will come. More light will come. That's the inward witness. Hallelujah. What are you following? That's the inward witness. Now this this inward witness, like I said, is non-verbal. It's non-verbal, and it is the witness of the Spirit. The witness of the Spirit. We're witness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the witness of the Spirit. Very, very vital.
Does the Spirit have these are emotions? Remember I told you the inward witness are the emotions of the Spirit, right?
Yeah? Does the Spirit have emotions? Oh, they do. Oh, the Spirit does. Did I say they do? The Spirit does. Does it does?
Hallelujah.
The Spirit does. We'll show you through a bit of something. I'll take it off from here next week. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 verse 30. Ephesians 4 verse 30. In Ephesians 4, look at verse 30. It says, and grieve not. It says, let the congregation put it out of your mouth, which is good. Then it says, and grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Say, grieve not the Spirit. Is that? Grieve not the Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit. This is what grieve like this. Do not annoy. Is that not it? Annoy not the Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit. That is an emotion. Right? And then if I can grieve it without me, there's a spirit emotion there. Hallelujah. The Spirit has got emotions. Jesus too has emotions. Jesus is God. God on 2 feet. I hope you know that. Jesus is God on 2 feet. God in the incarnation. And did he have emotions? He did have emotions. Hallelujah. Emotions of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Emotions of the Spirit. Look at Luke 19, verses 41. As we begin to close, Luke 19, 41. It says, and when he was come here, he beheld the city and wept over it. Jesus did. Jesus beheld the city. And what did he do? He wept. Is that emotion? Is that emotion? It shows you that God has got emotions. Emotions. Emotions of the Spirit. Emotions of the Spirit. Emotions of the Spirit. Wept. Look at what they said concerning Jesus in John. John chapter 2. Look at how John would describe Jesus' action in John 2. Are you there? Verse 17. Look at what he said in verse 16. Well, what he said when he took a scourge and wiped those things that they did in the temple, verse 16. And he said, take these things here. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And the disciples remember, as it was written, said, the passion of the heart has eaten me up. This is that passion. Is that emotion? Is that emotion? So they are spirit-led emotions. Okay, follow me. Spirit-led emotions. So even witness are spirit-led emotions that either validate or refute, accept or deny facts that are exposed to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're teaching this in church again today. But teaching this in church, that God wants his children to be led from within. That's the primary way he leads us. And want us not to neglect it. This is a call for us. Before you take decisions, even marital decisions, even academic decisions, even every decision of your life, pass it through this camp. Remember, God's leading is towards his work, his task here. You are offered 2 offer letters. Of 4 job employment, and they all look appetizing, good, everything. But you know what? I'll share with someone even to this evening, a friend of mine. On my way coming to church, I share with my friend. We're talking about job offers and the fact that how do you make a choice? And I said, see, God wants to lead his children. We're talking scripture, we're talking about faith, and then discussing faith. And thanking God over faith, as Pastor Shelley told us to do yesterday. So just thanking God over some things regarding faith. And I just, because I'm teaching living, I will just get talking about living. And he said, no, God has delivered you the job. It's not your own responsibility to choose every no. You see, let me tell you something. I'm like, you only pick the job. Right?
You have job. That is the beginning. You don't know the end of the job. Hallelujah. I said, no, now, God gave me, why are you pushing me back to God? I said, see, I must have, if I take it on that job, what if I'm not standing again to preach as a minister? Do that. I have to expose them to the leading of the Spirit, to the inward witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the next coming, in the coming week, we are looking at, we are already hitting our topic, right? In the coming week, we will be looking at the inward witness much more. Because God wants us as a church to be led like that. Or put it this way, God wants us to be led like that too. But as a church, God wants every one of us to follow the inward witness much more. There's a call back to this. There's a call back to this. We've neglected it. Some people, they have just so screened their hearts. some people have just screened their hearts and they don't have emotions. Kill it. No, stop it. Kill it. I don't have it. You have the emotions of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We expose facts to it. When you expose facts to it, there are some words we don't say. Amen? Amen? Expose facts to it. Why not? Rather than, remember I told us sometimes we got all the introduction to it. I said, the inward witness will deal with what specific. Right? So how about, I want to use the two about to be married couples as examples tonight. Hallelujah. How about, I'm not saying you should go and start doing anything. When you have shared the invitation card. Amen. The Spirit will share for you. But just as like an example, I know you guys are well led to know. But just imagine he's asking you out. And you already you have already said yes before you even ask the Spirit. Or you just say, oh Father, thank you. Or you're just your faith confession. That's you out. And you just say, sister will be saying, I'm married right. You know? That should be your confession, right? I'm married right. I married the right person. That will help my Christian faith. Right? That will help my Christian life grow. I married the right person. Now you're exposing things to the Spirit, right? You're not going specific. Exposing things to the Spirit. Right, imagine. Some of you to do that, you're not saying, you're not doing faith confession, stupidity confession people do sometimes. I'm married right. I'm married will go in addiction. By faith, I'm married will go in addiction. Oh, the right man for me. How do you know the right man for me? He's a going addiction. That's your faith confession. That is stupidity confession. Yeah? Yeah? So we will be praying for I married Pastor Dini Priest. Oh, go in addiction. I choose that now. Oh, shit. Oh, God. That's hellfire, you know. You choose that now. You do not choose anything good in that now. Amen. Amen. Even if Chelsea is not doing too fine, but we know dry bones arise again. Hallelujah. We trust that we're carrying UEFA Champions League. Pull the slow start. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's the new word we say. I will take it up from there next week. Hallelujah. Amen. I told somebody who said it obviously, I'm no longer watching boy. I said, why? This is nonsense. You were just having wrong emotions. This is nonsense that every play. This is nonsense. I'm looking at him. So you're not a true blue. He said, no, I'm no longer watching boy. Okay, Chelsea comes back. Love. You will not say that you are following me what is next. So you'll be led where to say, is it Chelsea or not? Just don't mind me. Hallelujah. All right, man. But you know, it's just a call. This week, are you hearing me? This week, everybody here, we're going to do something. We're going to, every decision. Don't be quick. Like I said to us, I've always said, you can't be faster than God when it comes to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, every decision you're going to make this week, make sure. Before you take that decision, Paul Shepard shared with us how he wanted to take, there was a good deal in the crude oil business, around this was around 2008, a good deal that he went to Singapore to sign, and if they went to Singapore, they saw the whole deal, when they were coming back with the money, and he was talking to his associate, the business manager, and he said, man, next we should be talking about now the kind of private jet we'll buy, because it's money. There's a crude oil, money!
That's talking about the kind of jet you're driving.
So they got to Nigeria. So they're supposed to sign the document and send back.
He said, he's just exposed you to the inward with me. I just called his partner. Don't sign that deal.
Because they were banks were calling.
You know, I'm a banker. I know what it means to call.
Call for deal.
Don't worry, sign it. The money will give you loan money and go and invest.
Yeah, that's a good deal that when you loan money, you know when you are loaning money at 10% interest per annum and the profit margin is 100%. You say,
you know, you'll be speaking in tongues.
You know, it's not into the inward witness.
Yeah, this one, I know.
You know, most times we become too expert in our job that we don't expose things to the inward witness. How about you want to give out a loan to someone and you expose it to the inward witness? I say, should I go ahead?
You will not have fear. You don't know what is fear, don't worry.
You don't have fear.
Hallelujah.
Should I expose?
You expose.
Hallelujah.
Expose fact.
Don't say, no. Logically, sometimes then, things can be 100% right logically. Arithmetically 100% right.
I was about to strike a deal recently and I was with my boss and we were just talking and he said to me, he said, how much do you want to give this guy, for example? And I said, my spirit goes with just 5 million. Within 5 to 7 million. That's the gauge in my spirit. This man, I'm not talking to you about your spirit. I understand what kind of spirit are there. They're talking to you about your spirit, John.
Tell me what this person can get.
I said, see, if you analyze what this man can get, the man is asking for 15 million. If you analyze it, the man can get even up to 30.
Okay? Why can't you give him that? I said, sir,
I'm going to give him 30. Maybe you'll do it.
Me. Can you give him 5%?
Say why? I said, because I'm not going to let down with between 5 to 7. And in my mind, I've settled it for 5.
So you went to sit with the guy.
And everything that I said, guy, that he was supposed to give this guy by mathematics.
Minimum he will give the guy. The guy has all the collateral.
Collateral that can collect 15 million.
One of his car is worth about 15M.
So everybody is driving 2020 moto. When you value is 15 million,
say, this guy is good. He gives you G-Wagon. Do you want to buy this for? I don't want to put one G-Wagon. I want to put 1 million.
Think it's about this car. You know, that is a car that when you drive, you say, man of God.
You see, you understand?
So, everything dies. For say, the guy couldn't even talk to the guy. I said, okay, you know what? Because he wanted to not to offend him. I will not tell you what I will give you, but once in time, I think that is it.
That?
That one will give you from 10 million. Because I asked him, what is this, the minimum you can collect? If it is lesser than 10 million. I don't care as this much. The only thing to you, I think that if I go beyond that, maybe I'll give it to somebody else to do.
I don't know the end of the transaction. I just get laid out. It's not logical, but I have life.
Okay, follow him. If he doesn't want it, you drop it. Go to God.
Okay, follow me. Make sure you get. You see, you can be an expert in what you are doing, and then forget to expose this to the spirit. Make sure you do that. Amen. Expose your day. That's how you set off prayer. You start to the prayer. That's the reason for morning change. Don't just get into the day. Get that your day pray.
Hallelujah.
You are exposing your whole day to the inward witness.
You don't want to go send that boss, want to do something, you are late. Do it.
No, don't go there. Do it.
You have exposed the whole day.
Hallelujah.
I mind wrong words. Words like I'm confused.
Don't say words like that.
Don't say words like anything that delays it. Don't say such useless words.
Amen?
Don't say words like things that are so bad. Don't say it.
You're a child of God.
You should be optimistic.
Hallelujah.
Don't say bad, don't say wrong words.
So the Nigeria says, jaga, nothing can even work.
Don't say things like that.
Amen.
If I'm speaking down on a particular donkey, don't just say it. Just be positive.
Right?
Expose your day. Expose your actions. Expose the decisions you want to make in a day.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And you see. You see it so well.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes you get led to do something. You have that push to do something. And that push might just be for another 10, 20 years. You're just led that way. But you're led to pray now.
We'll look at all that as we progress. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give our peace. Let's thank the Lord. I hope you've learned something today. Let's thank the Lord.